All Bark and No Bite, by Krishna's Mercy.
तुलसी रघुबर सेवक ही खल डाटत मन माखी बाजराज के बाल कही लवा दिखावत आखी Quote, Tulsi says that bad people with anger in their minds scold the devotees of Rama in the manner of the quail showing the eye to the child of the eagle. Dohavli, 144.
Who hasn't felt the pressure to conform? Who wouldn't prefer to have friends? Who doesn't like to be a well-respected member of the community? Who intentionally seeks the spotlight for the side of agitation, in going against what others are doing? Wouldn't it be easier to acquiesce? Just go along with what they are saying. How can so many people be on the wrong track? There must be something to what they are saying. Why would so many people intentionally choose to spoil their remaining time, thinking that the present life will continue forever? As the material world is the playing field for antagonism towards the Almighty, facilitating the desire to go against Dharma, those who do align with the Supreme Lord will tend to be in the minority. They might not be so popular within their circles, but Goswami Tulsidas gives assurance that the antagonists are all bark and no bite. There is the illusory energy known as Maya. She is a dedicated servant of the source of all energies, and her primary impact is to cause false identification. My body. My hands. My legs. My place of birth. My parents. My children. My friends. The truth of my identity lies in the imperishable longevity of spirit. For that which has existence, there is no end. To that which has no existence, which is actually illusion, there is no endurance.
नास्तो विद्यते भावो नाभावो विद्यते सता उभयोरपि दरिष्टोंतस्त्वन्योस्तत्त्वदर्शिभिः. Quote, those who are seers of the truth have concluded that of the non-existent there is no endurance, and of the existent there is no cessation. These seers have concluded by studying the nature of both. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 2.16.
By the grace of the spiritual master and the lineage they represent, I might have the great fortune of dispelling this illusion. I can finally see clearly. I can understand my position with respect to the vast timeline of existence. I know my stance in juxtaposition to the origin of spirit and matter. It can take many births before someone realizes the truth. I might have been suffering for a long time in the past. I now know the way, but this does not mean that others will automatically follow along. There is no guarantee that they will agree with my objective of worshipping the Supreme Lord, of always thinking of Him, of remaining His devotee. Their opposition is actually another representation of Maya. It is the illusory energy yelling at me to return. Maya wants to know why I don't love her anymore. She wants me to realize all that I am supposedly giving up. No more friends. No more shared interests. Loneliness. Isolation. Lack of conformity. Is that what I really want? Stop and think for a second. Give in to the doubt. Tulsidas compares this kind of yelling, with anger in the mind, to the quail or pheasant looking upon the child of an eagle. All the weaker bird can do is stare. There is nothing that can actually be done to change the situation. This is because the more powerful eagle is right there, keeping a watchful eye. Sri Rama protects his devotees in the same way. Their devotion never perishes. The devotion continues, whether others mock, criticize, or follow. The devotees ask for nothing in return, but Rama is not so miserly as to leave them with nothing.
Yo mam jamnadi cha veti lokmaheshwaram. Asamun samarteshu sarvapape pramuchate. Quote, He who knows me as the unborn, as the beginningless, as the supreme lord of all the worlds, he, undeluded among men, is freed from all sins. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 10.3.
In the end, what are your harsh words going to do? The person who resorts to anger has lost the argument. It is a tacit admission of defeat. If there were any intelligence to the other side, it would be openly presented, without any secrets. Rather, the truth is with the one who is always giving protection, in the manner of the eagle. In closing, truth with that one living, who protection giving, despite an envious infusion, dare not attempt intrusion, only receiving the evil eye, but on Rama to rely, that with Maya no more, of this decision sure.